So get behind the wheel of a 1967 big block Chevrolet Corvette. And then test drive a 2009 Prius. Ooh, road testing for green nerds, electric cars, no goosebumps. It's a good thing for the environment, right? On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, January 13th, 2009. And in 2009, John, being a green nerd is kind of cool.
That's true. They're test driving those nerdy cars in Detroit today. Good morning, Adora.
Just want you to know, also today, the appointee from Illinois, Roland Burse, well, he might finally get a seat in the Senate. Senator Hillary Clinton faces her colleagues in a confirmation hearing for Secretary of State and the buzz about electric cars. Those stories coming up first, these headlines.
As we've heard, Hillary Clinton's job interview is today. Her Senate colleagues will question her in confirmation hearings for Secretary of State. She's widely expected to be confirmed. Senators are usually kind to their own. But the hearings will be fun to watch. She'll get tough questions on her and her husband's dealings, and we'll get a glimpse of foreign policy changes in the Obama administration. Several other cabinet picks have Senate hearings today, including would-be education and energy secretaries. Speaking of senators, Roland Burris of Illinois can soon update his resume.
I'm truly humbled and honored to learn that later this week, I will officially be sworn into the United States Senate as the Illinois junior senator.
The end of one drama, the beginning of another. Top Democrats expect him to be sworn in this week.
And as for the previous junior senator from Illinois, well, he's managing to stay busy. First, President-elect Obama picked up the phone.
I called President Bush to trigger the second half of what's known as the TARP program that's related to financial rescue.
And President Bush said, no problem, but that's only one step. TARP is the $700 billion bailout package. So far, Congress has only dealt out half of it. Today, the president-elect meets with senators to push for the rest. Expect Team Obama to propose giving more money to homeowners and small business rather than the corporate giants who have gotten much of the funds so far. Looking overseas, Israeli ground troops are taking the fight deeper into Gaza City. It's this densely populated area where they expect Hamas to put up its strongest fight. Top diplomats from all sides continue to cycle through Cairo for talks on an Egyptian ceasefire proposal. But so far, the public talk from Israel and Hamas leaders is about the fight continuing.
Quick market news. We're keeping an eye on oil prices this morning. Oil's been trading at $36 a barrel as markets are terrified about the possibility the Chinese may report slower growth later on this month. The Dow and the S&P dropped yesterday. The Dow lost 1.5%. The S&P was down 2.25%. It begins trading today at 870. So Detroit's banking on the electric car. So is much of the auto industry. But can it jumpstart their flagging industry? What will? The smartest thing they've put into a car. And what could the big three invent now? Now to get you back on the road, an electric car, a hovercraft, a jetpack. Tell us your transportation stories, personal transportation stories at 877-8MYTAKE or mytakeatthetakeaway.org.
I'm putting in my order for a jetpack.
Jetpack?
I think that would work. Then you could avoid all the traffic, the roads, the bridges. It's a long list of pros there.
The Takeaway is made possible by Liberty Mutual's Responsibility Project, encouraging discussion about what it means to do the right thing. ResponsibilityProject.com.
The Takeaway is supported by the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, advancing journalistic excellence in the digital age. More information about the Foundation's digital initiatives at knightfoundation.org. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation to enhance public understanding of science and technology in the modern world.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. Hillary Clinton's confirmation hearing to be Secretary of State begins today. It's not expected to be a cliffhanger. The outcome is hardly in doubt. But it will be a source of what I like to call a Clinton archaeology, where we will richly be able to delve into all of the sort of details of Bill Clinton's very busy post-presidency and dealing with foreign leaders, the very people that Hillary Clinton will be dealing with as Secretary of State. And, of course, then there's the question of the pre-presidency of Hillary Clinton. Has she given all of that up? Here's Senator Richard Lugar talking about the challenges, at least abstractly speaking, for Hillary Clinton this week.
I don't know how, given all of our ethics standards now, anyone quite measures up to this who has such cosmic ties.
Listen to that, cosmic ties? I didn't thought Bill Clinton's ties were pretty conservative, if you ask me. Gail Sheehy joins us now. She's the author of Hillary's Choices, or Hillary's Choice, a 1999 biography of Hillary Clinton. She, of course, is a contributing editor to Vanity Fair and is here in our studio right here in New York. Thanks so much for joining us, Gail.
Hi, John.
This is a fascinating moment. I mean, to explore both the character of Hillary Clinton and also the cosmic ties, as Richard Lugar said on the ABC over the weekend, that Bill Clinton has developed with world leaders all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think we're going to learn?
Well, we're going to learn more about the ties between Bill and Hillary Clinton, which we're always fascinated by. I think she'll be raked over the coals a bit, but I imagine those coals will be pretty lukewarm. And don't forget, this is a woman who faced down a grand jury for 8 hours in testimony during the Star
right.
witch hunt. She knows how to do this.
So what are the sort of hot buttons in terms of Bill Clinton's relationships with people like the president of Ukraine, places in Eastern Europe, his dealings with the Saudis?
Oh, the Saudis, they gave 10 to 25 million along with the – but the Saudis – They sent us 18 or 19 out of 19 hijackers on 9/11, but they always get redacted. You know, their story is always cut out of the Joint Committee report from Congress on the 9/11 report. President number one, Bush president, has taken money for his library from
so
the
everybody's
Saudis.
Everybody's dirty on the Saudi side.
Yeah, I think she gets off on the everybody's dirty on the Saudi
right.
side.
Right. It'll end up in a Michael Moore movie, but probably not going to come up at the hearings.
right.
What about Eastern Europe?
Well, I think, to me, the worst part is the Indian politician who lobbied Senator Clinton only this year on a nuclear cooperation deal between India and the U.S. and got what he wanted, walked away. And that is the closest connection between Senator Clinton and former President Bill Clinton. But
doesn't Senator Kerry have to be a little careful? I mean, the Democrats are in the majority right now, and if the result is inevitable, what do they risk if they push too hard?
It's a very diplomatic situation. I think that Senator Kerry will be very respectful. He's even said in the Times today, "I like her," and he didn't even say she's likable enough.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't. They weren't exactly chums in the Senate, and she did. She was quite hostile to his amendment on withdrawal of our troops at a fixed date from Iraq, and said the president needed flexibility to deal with Iraq. So they were really at war during that period.
We should remind people: John Kerry, of course, is the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, where the confirmation hearings will begin.
Mm-hmm.
So, what does this say about the Clinton relationship? Something you've written on so much. I mean, are the senators going to demand some kind of bizarre firewall between Bill and Hillary if she's going to be Secretary of State and he continues with his philanthropic and sort of global initiatives?
They can demand it, but you can't do that. I mean, you know, they sleep in the same bed.
Oh, you think so?
Well, they may, but they are on the phone four
Let's
or five
times. Make some news here.
Yeah,
okay.
They are on the phone four or five times a day. Always have been, even through the worst of it. And I particularly love the line in the New York Times, extraordinary editorial on this, where they wrote, "There is no perfect solution for Mrs. Clinton's particular spousal dilemma."
Hmm.
And I thought, well, that's about the perfect epigram for Hillary Clinton's entire adult life.
Right, exactly.
But do you think the Obama transition team covered that in the negotiations they had with Bill Clinton prior to nominating Senator Hillary Clinton?
Well, I think they did it, but I would have loved to have heard the negotiations between Hillary and Bill Clinton. Imagine getting him to agree to a 9-point deal where her people in state get to question him on the money he might be wanting to take from some sultan.
Well, I got my wife subpoenaing me now. It's the worst thing I ever
right.
thought. Why'd I get into this thing? Then how's this going to end up? Best guess. Is this going to be a situation where the team of rivals plays more like the Lincoln scenario, or will Hillary Clinton conceivably end up more like Al Haig, a kind of rogue in the Obama administration, doing her own thing?
I don't think she would be allowed to. If she makes an enemy of General Jones or, of any of the other national security people, where there is always friction between the Secretary of of say she would be isolated, but she's not going to do that. She didn't do it in the Senate.
Right.
She surprised everyone by reaching across the aisle to her husband's own antagonists and making common cause with them on many amendments.
And hasn't she done that with members of the Foreign Relations Committee? I believe I read that she's actually reached out to all of them.
Yes, she has. She has. And she knows... she knows the generals. She had so many generals behind her in her presidential run saying she would make a marvelous president.
Right.
So she's very, very good at being diplomatic. And she has written, I think, very well about what she thinks her greatest accomplishment will be. And I think it's the role that Obama has chosen her to play, that she can reintroduce America to the world and use soft power to inspire and attract as much as to coerce.
With some clout behind it, in the way that Madeleine Albright never really had the clout, even though she was good with the soft power and was eloquent enough. I mean, Adora has mentioned this a couple of times around the office, that in theory, if we look at this the other way, this could actually be the, you know, you get two for one. The deal that was so sort of joked about during the Clinton presidency, actually in this configuration with Hillary as Secretary of State and Bill Clinton behind the scenes, maybe there's actually a multiplier of power there if it's done right.
Absolutely. This was the first sales point in Bill Clinton's first presidential run. Two for the price of one, and we're really getting it now. And the price will be held down because Hillary Clinton's own people will be scouring the deals that he's making.
So is this a pre-presidency for Hillary Clinton? What do you think?
I think it's the best platform for her next presidential run, and I imagine she'll make it.
You think so?
I think she
doesn't it depend on now what happens? There's so many variables, and given the dynamics, the geodynamics, the domestic dynamics, who knows what's going to happen?
Well, of course, she's going to have her hands full. I mean, you know, she wrote about how she wanted to really work on a two-state solution for Palestinians and Israelis. Well, it's blown up now to proportions that are become more gargantuan every day. So how that all sorts out will very much color her role.
Do you think in the aftermath of this financial catastrophe, which is such a priority in the Obama administration, I mean, he's going to be really preoccupied and evaluated on the basis of bringing the economy around. Does she get off, in a sense, scot-free in her own sort of geopolitical world?
She'll have less oversight from him, I'm sure. But, you know, I think what we have to watch is if she starts traveling right away, that'll be a bad sign because it will mean he's putting her on the road. He doesn't want her around while he forms his basic structure of leadership.
Oh, that's interesting.
Finally, do you expect the Republicans to generate any headlines in these hearings at all? I mean, Richard Lugar sort of suggests that he's skeptical that there can actually be an ethical framework for Bill and Hillary to work together. But I wonder if he's going to stick with that in the actual hearings.
I think that he will be, as always, precise and deep, but careful and diplomatic. Because she is, it's just no point in marking up the Secretary of State before we send her out on the road. And I think he's very deeply concerned about our foreign policy role in the world and will want to have her go out with full backing.
Well, that's, of course, Richard Lugar. I mean, there are others in the Senate who maybe aren't quite so restrained.
No,
you get a Clinton in front of you, and you just never know what's going to happen.
Right. No, I think a couple of them, at least one of them is a showboater. And it's not a name that we know, so we'll probably want to make news by, you know, hitting her pretty hard.
Any chance Bill Clinton himself is likely to be deliberately tainted by this as a way of inoculating Hillary later on?
That's a good point. I think he may get, you know, more flack than he has in the past, certainly for his post-presidency. But I think he's ready to take it. I think he really feels guilty and furious that his activities denied her to a large degree the presidential nomination.
Well, guilty and furious is certainly a prescription for some entertaining sound bites from Bill Clinton over the next several months. Gail Sheehy, thanks so much for joining us. These hearings are definitely something to watch. She's the author of Hillary's Choice, 1999 biography of Hillary Clinton, and contributing editor to Vanity Fair, watching the confirmation hearings in the Foreign Relations Committee of the Senate today for Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State. Thanks, Gail.
Thanks, John.
Yeah.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MYTAKE.
869-8253.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.